This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Mr. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass. So all is at the normal position here for Monday morning at WKOK. So we appreciate you joining us on the radio this morning. Right now we're going to do Ryan Squared. We got the two Ryans from the performance that's about to come up at the Lewisburg High School this weekend. Les Miserables is on stage and Ryan Gilmore is here. He's a senior at the school. I guess he goes by Ryan G most of the time, and you'll know why in a moment, because he plays one of the performers there, John Valjean, if I'm saying that right. Ryan, welcome on board. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, move just another inch closer to that mic, if you would, then, please. And Ryan Shabahang is here, and we're glad to say that we continue to interview some of the Shabahang siblings as they grow up and perform and excel, and so RS is here. As he's known, he's also a senior who is in the play coming up at Lewisburg. So welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both so much for coming in here. I know this is going to be a busy time for you today. You're going to be late for school, you know.
Yeah.
Are you going to be okay with that?
It's just
fine. I
think
so.
You're going to get over it. Okay. Somehow you'll struggle through. All right, we're going to begin with the end in mind. LewisburgMusical.org is the website. If you want to get tickets, they're $12. The performances for Les Mis are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And so we want everybody to know about those performances that are coming up. Let's start out with Ryan Shabahang. Introduce folks to this play if they aren't familiar with Les Mis. It's not just it's not really a normal drama that folks may see on stage.
Right. Yeah, so it's originally based off of a book by Victor Hugo, and it takes place in 19th century France, and it centers around the character of Jean Valjean, played by Ryan Gilmore. And there's a lot of other plot lines going around. One of those major plot lines is a student revolution against the crown of France at the time.
And you must be a perpetrator, as Javert is one of these?
Javert
is,
yes,
one of these.
He is actually the police officer, and he's the main antagonist of the show. He is trying to chase down Jean Valjean and arrest him for breaking parole.
And you two have told us that very little of this play is really spoken. It's almost all sung.
That's correct. It's sort of in the style of an opera where pretty much the entire plot is provided through song. And so that means that there's quite a bit more singing in this show than any other we've done.
And have you done plays where it's mostly spoken?
A little bit.
Okay, so not so much. Have you done plays where mostly spoken word?
I've done a few in musical, in middle school, and some of our past musicals have been 50-50 between spoken dialogue and songs.
And what's the difference between this? I love that reference, almost operatic. What's the difference between one that has some spoken lines and one that's all told musically?
It's a lot more vocally taxing. You really have to take care of yourself and make sure you're staying healthy, especially this week. But I've also felt that it's easier to memorize our lines because they're in rhythm and part of a song. It's not just dialogue where you can mix it up. Everything is part of a song, so it's easy to remember the timing and the specific words.
RG, we're going to call you Ryan Gilmore since they're both Ryan. Was it hard to memorize all this singing?
I think it's a lot easier, or maybe on par with stuff I've done in the past, even though it's an immensely larger amount of words. So, yeah, I concur. I think it's a lot easier to kind of feel the rhythm of the speech when it's sung.
And when you're performing it, does that help you to memorize it when you're actually living it out?
Yeah, I think that because I'm learning my blocking and coming up with my acting choices as I'm saying lines, I can eventually go back and forth and help associate those decisions with my words.
And how do you take good care of yourself as we approach the play? You know, how do you take care of your voice? How do you stay healthy? I know you were masked when you came in, which is not uncommon here these days after 2 years of this. So that's part of your protocol. What else?
Well, I think the most important things that I try to do are sleep and drink a lot of water. And so I think between those two things, that's going to do the lion's share of keeping yourself healthy, but then also just talking calmly and to a minimum. I won't be going out in choir super hard like I normally do this week.
And we don't expect to see you out in the parking lot yelling as loud as your voice can possibly handle.
No.
So you take good care of your vocal cords. We're good for that. We know sometimes radio announcers that try to take good care of their vocal cords, they will not yell under any circumstances about anything. So they try to keep that down. And Ryan, what have you done? You said you're kind of nurturing this, Ryan Schaubhang, I should say. You're trying to nurture this voice. Explain how you're doing that.
Yeah, so similar ways to Ryan Gilmore, being careful in choir. I like to drink a lot of tea. I feel like that's something that works for me. Taking different lozenges when I need them, and sleep. Sleep is a big one.
Okay, so this is, getting enough sleep. And for a teenager, enough sleep is like 10 hours or so, I'm going to estimate something.
maybe closer to 6.
Okay.
For us.
Trying to get enough.
Especially this week.
All right, nobody gets enough sleep. That's sort of the American way.
Yep.
So, okay. All right, so I would impose on you to do some singing. Do you have something you're prepared to sing?
We do.
You're ready to go?
Yeah.
And you have a little bit of music associated with that on the phone?
Yeah, there's just a backing track.
Okay.
But we're going to sing the confrontation, which is in the first act when Javert encounters Jean Valjean after breaking parole.
All right, I'll let you go.
Valjean, at last we see each other plain. Monsieur le Maire, you'll wear a different chain.
Before you say another word, Javert, before you chain me up like a slave again, listen to me, there is something I must do. This woman leaves behind a suffering child. There is none but me who can intercede. In mercy's name, 3 days are all I need. Then I'll return, I pledge my word. Then I'll return.
You must think me mad. I've hunted you across the years. Men like you can never change. A man such as you.
Believe
men
of
like
me,
you
what
can
you will.
Never change. Men
there
like me can never change.
You
no,
nothing
24601.
All I did was steal some
my
bread.
Duties to
you
the law. You have
world.
No rights. Come
you
with me 24601. Now
but not
the
before
wheel has
I
turned
see this
around.
Justice
Jean Valjean is nothing now.
Dare I am
you
warning
to
you,
me
Javert.
Of crime.
I'm
and
a stronger man by far.
Every man is born in sin.
My race.
Every man must choose his way. You know nothing of
Javert.
I was born inside a jail.
I
was born with scum like
you. I'll do what must be
done.
Wow. Holy smokes. What talent. This is going to be a great show, and everybody else in the cast is just as good. Just as, wow, fantastic. So, Ryan Schaubhang, you're going into medicine. Why?
So, the original inspiration is my father. He's a surgeon, and I've always admired what he does, and going to work with him has just been an eye-opening experience into what the industry is like. And also, I just have a desire to help people, and that's just one way I know I can. I've always loved sciences. My time in high school has reinforced that love for sciences. So I think given all those factors, it's just a great career for me.
And how will you gift us with that vocal talent in the years ahead, since it won't be your career?
I plan to continue in college, participating in choirs, a cappella groups, any way I can. And then when I'm older, hopefully joining some local groups and just continuing to sing whenever I can.
And Ryan Gilmore, why math?
Well, I really like math, and I think it's become more apparent to me as I've gotten to more difficult classes that I really enjoy the experience of problem solving and finding unique ways to approach a problem. And I feel like going down the road of mathematics is just going to further enable me to explore that.
well, solve this problem. We need more singing like that more often from more people, more places, more times, and more opportunities. So please keep that going somehow, some way,
of course,
in your future. Very much appreciated. Would either of you like anything else, have anything else to say, anything else you'd like to add? Ryan Gilmore?
We just encourage people to come out and see the show. We've had a blast putting it together, and it should be great.
All right. Ryan Chabahang?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a great show. Everyone's put so much hard work into it. We have a lot of seniors who didn't have a show their junior year, so everyone's really going to put their all into it, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, fabulous. Yeah, your brother Noah was here just a few short years ago, and so very talented family. Thank your folks for us for doing a great job raising you both up, and we know that happens to be true for both of you. Thank you so much for sharing your talent, and thanks you both so much for coming up here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
These are performers, Ryan Chabahang and Ryan Gilmore. They are in Les Miserables. It is this weekend at Lewisburg in the high school. Starts on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tickets $12, and they are at lewisburgmusical.org.